We'll start. We pray. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Have you ever had a moment that you would describe as life-changing? Perhaps you have a moment where you remember your future spouse proposing to you. That might be a life-changing moment. Maybe you can remember where you were when 9/11 happened. That might be a moment you'd classify as life-changing. Maybe you have met a celebrity. Maybe you'd classify that as life-changing. Well, what if Jesus walked up here today, stepped up to this microphone, and told you that he was the Messiah? I think we would all classify that as a life-changing moment. The Holy Spirit records for us such a moment in the fourth chapter of John. Here we find a certain Samaritan woman, and her life would most certainly change after this moment. How can I tell you that a woman I did not know, that her life changed after this moment? Well, it is because she met Jesus, and Jesus is truly a life changer. Some background on this moment. Jesus was traveling through or from Judea up to Galilee, and to do that, the most direct route was to go through Samaria. Now, the Jews wouldn't do this. They would go around for miles and miles out of the way because they hated the Samaritans. But Jesus was different from his contemporaries, and he didn't do that. He went through Samaria, and he was also a man, and he got tired, and he rested at this well. And now here at this well, at around noon, a woman was drawing water, and Jesus talked to her. Now, she was shocked because of this. Men did not talk to women in public. Husbands wouldn't even talk to their own wives in public, let alone a Jewish man talk to a Samaritan woman. But he intrigued her when he brought up living water. Read John 4:13 through 15. Jesus answered and said to her, "Whoever drinks this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water that I may not thirst nor come here to draw." Jesus is explaining to this woman that this is not just ordinary water he is talking about, but rather this is water that gives you eternal life. It's needed just once. But still, this woman did not understand it, and Jesus would go on to explain himself. Verses 16 to 18. Jesus said to her, "Go, call your husband and come here." The woman answered and said, "I have no husband." Jesus said to her, "You have said well, I have no husband, for you have had five husbands, and the one whom you now have is not your husband. In this you spoke truly." This woman did not have a husband, but rather she had a live-in boyfriend, and this was not her first. Jesus is showing love for this woman by making this statement. He's showing her also a couple different things. Number one is that he knows all things, he's omniscient. But he's also showing her that he loves her. It was a statement not just to get her thinking about who this guy was, but it also contained some law. Now, this woman was no doubt shunned for her sinful lifestyle. That's why she's here at the well at noon, in the middle of the day, instead of in the morning when everyone else was there. But still, Christ takes the time to talk to her. It is through this woman that we can see ourselves, isn't it? Now, hopefully you're not living in adultery, but we are no different than she is. Before Jesus, we had no life. We had only our sinful lives and no hope. Paul describes us as dead in trespasses and sins. And he says in Ephesians 2, "Among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, filling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others." Before Jesus, we were children of wrath. Now, we may not be committing the same sin that this woman was, but we are all just as guilty. Jesus shows that he knows all things, and he knows how sinful this woman was and how sinful we are. But that's why Jesus gives us law. He called her out. He also calls us out with the Ten Commandments. We know that we have not loved our God like we should have, and we have not loved our neighbor as ourselves. Jesus calls us out, but it's not for rubbing it in our faces, but rather it is out of a sense of love. Jesus knows how sinful we are, and he knows that we were dead in trespasses and sin, and he knows that he was the only one who could change our lives. What was this woman's reaction to what Jesus had to say? Verse 19, the woman said to him, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet." She could clearly see that Jesus was someone special, had to be some kind of prophet at least. But even people today know that Jesus was a prophet. But he was so much more than that. Rather, he was not just some prophet, but the prophet. He was the Messiah, the anointed one, true God and true man, our Savior from our sins. She asked him more questions to see if he was more than just some prophet. Verses 25 and 26. The woman said to him, "I know that Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all things." Jesus said to her, "I who speak to you am he." Here is the life-changing moment. She had known of some kind of Messiah, but she was still looking for him. "He would tell us all things," she says. Well, here he is, the Messiah. He's been doing that this whole conversation. People like to claim that Jesus never said that he was the Messiah or the Savior. But here it is, right here in John. "I who speak to you am he." This is the first time in the Gospel of John that Jesus is coming out and saying himself that he is the Messiah. And who is this woman that he is saying this to? Well, not only is it a woman, but it's a Samaritan woman. Not only a Samaritan woman, but a very sinful Samaritan woman. But we know that Jesus came for sinners just like this, for sinners like us. Luke, Jesus says, Jesus answered and said to them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Now, what happened to this woman after this life-changing event? Well, she went and she told others. She left her water pot at the well. She went and told some men about this, and they went to Jesus to see if it was true. He changed her life, and she in turn changed other people's lives. We have eternal life in Jesus, and he has also changed our lives. He changed us by dying for us. Whereas before we just had death, now he has changed our certain death into eternal life. Whereas before we were children of wrath, we now, just like that woman, have a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. We have the gospel promise inside of us. We are motivated by Jesus and his love to spread this gospel message, just like the woman did. This moment obviously was a life changer for the woman. Well, what if Jesus today walked up here and spoke through this microphone and told you that he was the Messiah? That would certainly be life-changing, wouldn't it? Well, he just did. He didn't physically come up here, but he told you he was the Messiah through his word. Now, you may not be able to describe the moment that you first learned that Jesus was your Savior, but we've all had it, haven't we? We have all been baptized and have been added to God's family. Through water and through the word, we all know that Jesus is the Messiah and that he is our Savior and that he has truly changed our lives. We now again will never thirst, having tasted of his living water. We can now say with this woman, "Lord, give me this water." Not that we want to be physically unthirsty, but rather that Jesus gives us all that we need for our spiritual needs. And he gives us what we truly need, which is his word and his living water springing up into everlasting life. Amen. We can continue with hymn 277, verses 1 and 2.